I admire him for the way he set up his team, the way he plays. Watch him against Luton. They could have won the game in 15, 20 minutes. Watch him against Brentford. They should have been up 3-4-0 early on. So they're starting the games very, very fast and very good. That we have to be aware of. When you set the team up, obviously there's also have a lot of advantages, but there's also some areas they are exposed. In general, I think teams who winning promotion, coming up with a momentum, coming up with a winning mentality, with an absolutely positive mindset, and they normally doing very well. For example, Brentford. For example, Charlton a couple of years ago. For example, Bournemouth in the first season. They all finish around top 10. And I expect Bristol, especially when you see today they have Andre Gray bid in for 8 million. Then you see what we are up against. I think the way they play football is an exciting style of football who I admire. And I also think that is a football who can be very successful. They're very good attacking wing-backs, what you need for that style of play. Now they probably sign a very dangerous striker playing with Wilbraham or with Kodje up front. So they're having exciting players in every department. So you have to see not only the results, you have to see how sometimes results develop throughout the 90 minutes. I got a red card from one of their key players. So I think they will do well this season. And we have to be aware tomorrow how they start the game, because I think that's a big key.
Uwe, how have the players taken to living like monks over the past couple of days?
I get a lot of phone calls from their wives.
But they've recovered well from Sunday.
I hope so.
Yeah?
I hope so, yeah.
How vital is it to get that first win on the board?
Of course we all want to win. But we also have to see how the circumstances are. So we are going in every game to win. As long as I'm here, or wherever I am, I want to win games. But sometimes I have to accept a point. And I think I accepted the point at Reading, because under the circumstances, that was a good point. And our performance was good. Some people forget sometimes that there have been players before and managers before. So people can send me whatever they want. Our performance against Reading, a team had 48 hours more recovery time than us. We had it done 120 minutes. Our performance was good.
You've looked very solid, but only 2 goals in 3 games. Is there a slight concern that your players are not taking chances?
Is it 2 different games? I think when we played Burnley, we had a lot of energy. We stood very high up. We forced a lot of errors from Burnley in the build-up, and we had chances. Yeah, we didn't use them, converted them, but as long as we're getting chances, I'm happy. Against Reading was a different scenario. Both teams cancelled themselves out. We probably had the best chance with Stuart Dallas. We had 1 or 2 no more half chances, but we didn't create it a lot chances in the game. So there was more tactical game, and I think my young players, they did what I was asking them to do to get the result. So I can promise you, when we're coming through this program now, when we have time a little bit to refresh, we will again play a very high pressing game and stay high on the pitch, and we will create chances for our strikers, for Chris Wood, and also on set pieces.
Will it be a relief for you to see Chris Wood get off the mark and up and running?
Relief, I know how good he is, and he will get his goals. I'm not worried at all.
And team news tomorrow, is there a chance that Murphy might start?
Under normal circumstances, Luke should have gone now for more trainings program. Because we're missing Cookie, what is a big blow for us, Luke already has to be with us on the playing side. So he already plays here and there, coming on, getting vital playing experience, and we get him fit, we nurture him to get fit through games. I think for Luke it's important to come through now till the international weekend, and then in the first week you have another building block of fitness with Tommy Bianchi then, who is then ready to also have a building block of fitness. So I think that will be important then for Luke to be, after the international weekend, ready to play 90 minutes on the trot.
Finally, Uwe, what are you expecting from tomorrow's game?
It will be tough, because I know how they will start the game. It's very important that we are awake, strong mentally in the beginning of the game. They will come like a house on fire on us, and we have to manage the game, and we have to make sure that the team we put out and the game plan we have, that we're causing them problems, that we're pushing them back and try to create chances. So the Brentford game was a very open game. Bristol could have scored 4 or 5. Brentford scored 4. It was very open, and there are possibilities for us to score. But it's very important that we also knowing what we will face.